This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. North Korea fired at least one ballistic missile Tuesday into the sea in what South Korea's military described as a weapon likely designed for submarine-based launches, marking possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since President Joe Biden took office. The launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It underscored how the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it detected the North firing one short-range ballistic missile it believed to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile, and that the South Korean and U.S. militaries were closely analyzing the launch. Ethiopian military airstrikes hit the capital of the country's Tigray region, killing at least three people, witnesses said Monday, returning the war abruptly to the city of Mekele after several months of peace. The airstrikes came days after a new military offensive was launched against the Tigray forces, who have been fighting Ethiopian and allied forces for nearly a year. Mekele hasn't seen fighting since late June, when the Tigray forces retook much of the region and Ethiopian troops withdrew. The state-owned Ethiopian press agency, citing the Air Force, reported, quote, communication towers and equipment, quote, were attacked and that, quote, utmost care was made to avoid civilian casualties, end quote. A volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma was still shooting hot molten rock and lava early Tuesday, a month after it erupted. It's situated on one of the Canary Islands of Northwest Africa and has so far destroyed more than 1,800 buildings, mostly homes, no casualties. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake struck off the Turkish Mediterranean coast Tuesday, Turkey's Disaster Management Agency said. There was no immediate report of any damage or casualties. The Turkish Disaster and Emergency Management Directorate said the undersea quake, with a preliminary magnitude of 6.0, struck 189 kilometers off the resort town of Kaz in Antalya province. It happened around 8:30 in the morning. Turkey sits on top of major fault lines, and earthquakes are frequent. Lebanon's Hezbollah leader declared for the first time on Monday that his powerful militant group has 100,000 trained fighters. His speech appeared to be meant as a deterrent to domestic foes following the nation's worst internal violence in years. This is his first speech since seven people were killed in gun battle on the streets of Beirut Thursday, the worst street violence the city has seen in years. The confrontation erupted over a long-running probe into last year's massive port blast in the city. Many scientists are pressing the British government to reimpose social restrictions and speed up booster vaccinations as coronavirus infection rates that are Europe's highest rise still further. The UK recorded 49,156 new COVID-19 cases Monday, the largest number since mid-July. New infections increased 15% over the week before. Last week, the Office for National Statistics estimated that 1 in 60 people in England had the virus. In July, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government lifted all the legal restrictions on business and social life, including face coverings indoors and social distancing rules. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Ukrainian Defense Minister Andriy Taran laid flowers at a memorial to fallen Ukrainian soldiers Tuesday. The ceremony near the Ukrainian Defense Ministry came during Austin's visit to the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. During his trip, Austin is scheduled to hold talks with Taran and with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Colin Powell, former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State for the United States, has died from COVID-19 complications. In an announcement on social media Monday, his family said Powell had been fully vaccinated. He had also been treated over the past few years for multiple myeloma, a blood cancer. He was 84. Powell was the first African-American to serve as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.